السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی صاحب, میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی grant you عافیت and good health. May Allah تعالی accept all our efforts and Allah grant us ikhlas and sincerity, and may the ummah benefit with the beautiful nasihat and advices that you offer, Mufti Sahab. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Shawwal, 1445. Even now, if you look out of your window, you will see Laylatul Badr, the full moon shining in its glory, beauty, the waxing and waning of the moon. Who does all that? Only Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, can be judged in His creation. But we need to remove the jaundice within our eyes. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, and verses number 66, 67, and 68. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in yesterday's lesson informed us that those people who are sane and mature and deliberately, intentionally, they reject the articles of faith, they reject Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, Allah forbid, they reject the Quran Sharif, they say that Almighty Allah has children or partners, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So what will happen to them? Chapter 33, verse number 66. يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ هُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ. On that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, yoma tuqallabu wujuhuhum finnar, their faces will be turned over in the fire, meaning they'll be roasted and toasted from all directions and all sides. And what will happen today? They speak about skin grafting. So all this is taken from the noble Quran and derived from the noble, glorious Quran. Chapter 4, verse number 56. Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, they explain and expound the other verses. Chapter 4, verse 56. كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوقوا العذاب. Every time the skin of theirs burns, finished to ashes, then what will happen? Immediately, بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا. Almighty Allah, stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, says, immediately we'll replace it with another layer of skin. غَيْرَهَا, beside the first one that was burned to ashes. Why? لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. So the punishment must be continuous and they must taste the punishment all the time. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, Allahumma ahfazna min, Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam and the hellfire. Grant us direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika ya Rabbal Alameen, through your grace, mercy and benevolence. Go read the Quran Sharif, chapter 4, verse 56. يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ هُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ يَقُولُونَ. Now it is the day of judgment, and their bodies are burnt and turned over from all sides, and they will be uttering and saying on that day, but alas, it is too late. What will they say? يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسول. That how we wish and desire that we in this world, we should have obeyed Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, obeyed Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For you Muslim, for you the esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar and the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal-Jama'ah, you will not find a single place in the Noble Quran where ita'ah, obedience is spoken of to Almighty Allah, and then Rasul is not mentioned after that. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Qul ati'u Allah wa Rasul. So many places, various several places in the Quran. Be obedient to Almighty Allah. Be obedient to the Messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what we have to do. But these non-Muslims will now only realize that on that day of justice. But alas, it's too late and too little too late, as they say. Ata'ana Allah wa ata'ana Rasula. Allah repeated the verbs to follow and be obedient to Almighty Allah is the aim and purpose of our life. To obedient to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the aim and objective of our life. وقالوا, and then they will confess and admit, and no mitigating circumstances. Today when we receive a fine from the police and traffic officer, is written there admission of guilt. And when the matter goes to court, then the magistrate and the judge will ask you, are there any mitigating circumstances? Then you will say no. So similarly, these people will say, وَقَالُوا, and what will they say? They will say, it's in the past tense because it's something definite going to happen. رَبَّنَا, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider. It means, Ya Rabbana. إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا. Indeed, instead of following Almighty Allah, instead of following the Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we followed our leaders. Sadatana, look at the political leaders. Look at the chaos and corruption in the world. Wakubara'ana, and our elders. We followed our chiefs. Today, everybody wants to be a chief. So وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ, and hence they led us astray. We admitting they also astray, and we also astray. O Ummah, who are you following? ضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا, are you following those people who sold their deen? Are you so following those people who are worse than Dajjal? So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, informed Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, one of the greatest trials, tribulations for this ummah will be the fitna of Dajjal, and that is the biggest deceiver. And today your AI, artificial intelligence, and all your TV and all these things. So all these are the plot and plan of Dajjal. And today they can see it, the starting, the precursor has already started, the fitna of Dajjal. But worse than that, Imam Udilloon, those imams, those sheikhs, those mulanas, those muftis, and qarisabs, and whoever else, hafizabs, or whoever, remember that they themselves corrupted, and would they lead others astray as well. They worse than Dajjal. Allah protect us all. It mentioned in authentic hadith, and if you want, go see Mustad Ahmed under the ahadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ, hence they led us astray. Ya Allah, we know we are going to land up in Jahannam and hellfire, Allah forbid. But these leaders of ours, these chiefs of ours, Rabbana, O our Rabb, see how they're repeating Rabbana. O Muslim, O Muslimah, when we cry to Allah, today is Wednesday, between Zuhur and Asr, du'as are accepted. Imam Bukhari's hadith, remember, has mentioned there about the battle of Khandaq and the trench, Mustafa Rasulullah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. It was accepted. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, whenever I encounter difficulty, Wednesday afternoon I make dua, and always Allah accepts it. This hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. Even Shaykh Albani rahimahullah said is sahih and authentic. Rabbana, the followers will say and plead and beg and appeal to Almighty Allah. Rabbana, atim du'ifain, give these leaders and chiefs of ours double the punishment. Du'ifain min al-'adhab, the punishment for them must be double. The punishment has to suit the crime, so their crime is double fold. They astray, they led us astray. وَلَعَنُهُمْ لَعَنًا كَبِيرًا, and unleash upon them your biggest and greatest curse, Ya Allah Almighty Allah. So whole lot, the leaders, the chiefs, the followers, all dispatched to Jahannam. And لَعَنَتْ أُخْتَهَا, every group come, they'll be cursing one another. Almighty Allah, protect us. We have the best of Muslim or Muslimah. Practice on it, learn it, practice on it, propagate it, and say, Ya Allah, use me for your deed. Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbooleen. Make us from your accepted servants, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We have the best of Muslim. Share it with the rest. That is our duty. And that's the minimum we should be doing. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ شَاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الغائب حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حجة الوداع told the 124,000 Sahaba, male, female, adult and children, in the farewell Hajj sermon, that you are present. Now go and propagate this message to all four corners of this world. Imagine what the great job they did, and Allah praised them in various places in the noble Quran. رضي الله عنهم وردوا أن. Allah is so pleased with them, and they are pleased with Almighty Allah. Chapter 57, verse 10, Allah says, it's not for some of them. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Surah chapter 57, Surah Hadid, verse 10, and for every Sahabi, male, female, adult and child, Allah has promised them جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْعَلَى. نَامُوسِ سَحَابَكَ تَحَفُّزْكَ na farz or wajib hai, to protect the honor and integrity of the beloved Sahaba, companions and students of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is compulsory upon every true Muslim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Gaza genocide, day number 201. 200 days has passed, and today is the 14th of Shawwal. Hey, Jutlas Haramis, listen to me. Said what your newspaper Haaretz says. Haaretz say one soldier killed and dispatched straight to hell. We say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And there were hundreds of Jutlas and Jews marching, protesting yesterday. Bring the hostages home, bring the hostages home, and all that goes on. Your Haaretz newspaper, eh Jutla, eh Jutli, go read their Jew and Jewess and Zionist supporter. Haaretz is leading the 10 plagues for Netanyahu. The 10 plagues for Netanyahu. So this is what you did. You destroyed the Jews, you destroyed the Jews, you destroyed the Israel, you destroyed everything. Defeat and complete defeat. All this in the past week has come in the Haaretz. You read it, your largest English newspaper in the whole of Israel. And you want to come tell me that you are a chosen nation? Yes, I agree. You are a chosen nation straight to hell, you haramis and murderers and baby killers. The United Nations and their chiefs are all horrified. They never saw things like this in their life. Over 300 bodies retrieved under the hospitals, in the rubble. Men, women, children, babies. And remember, the worst scenes in Gaza are coming and showing the world what has happened. This is the genocide. What are you waiting for, you ICJ? When will you pass your verdict when all of them are dead? What are you doing, ICC? What are you doing, the world community? Our Palestinians are writing on the rocks in Gaza. They're writing on the stones in Gaza. Ain al Ummah. Where is this Muslim Ummah? Where are the Mujahideen of this Ummah? Where are you Saudis and Emiratis and Arab countries, Haramis, Murtad, Ghaddar? You are the ones who are bootlicking America and bootlicking Israel. You Murtads and Haramis and apostates. You got no shame. So that is what they're writing. Ya Allah, we're giving our life, but we want the ummah and nations and generations to come must know that we fought this alone. Our names are written, inshallah, forever under your mercy. But expose these chiefs, expose these kings, expose these clown and shaitan princes, that they all must land up in Jahannam. Rabbana atihim du'ifaini min al adab. Send them straight to Jahannam and punish them twice the amount. There the kuffar were saying, today we Muslims will say that for these Arab tinpot dictators and haramis. The United Nations are saying that Palestinian refugees, unprecedented crisis. Go read, O Ummah, you don't read, majority of you waste your time with TikTok and Toktik and Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Shaitan Hood. Is that your life? So go read Ilan Pape, the world-renowned Jewish historian on Israel and Palestine. He says that the end of Zionism is very, very near. He says, ask me. What we're experiencing now is even worse than the Nakba and the catastrophe of 1948. Can you imagine? 75 years ago, what happened? What is happening now, unfolding, and we're seeing the images coming from Gaza and different parts of Palestine is even worse than that. But this ummah goes on as though as is business as usual. Fear Allah. Hezbollah, so we salute them, the kuffar Shias, but they're helping the Muslims more than the Sunni countries. So they attack Israel, the deepest attack they have made. 200,000 jutlas ran away already from northern Israel. You jutlas, you know, 5 times it has increased. I told you, you're listening to me? So you go and take your second passport out and run and flee while you can. Otherwise, Palestinian Mujahideen are coming and they're taking over the whole of Palestine, occupied Palestine, historic of Palestine. It has increased fivefold the amount of jutlas applying for passports and foreign passports. They want to run and flee. It's a sinking ship and the rats are fleeing from there, you haramis. Jutlas, you must remember what they did. They have a policy, fire and forget. Shoot anybody, then just walk away and forget it, you see. Fire and forget, that's the Jutla policy. They will try and forget. We will never forget. We will remind you, the father, founding father of Zionism, David Ben-Gurion said that you must kill these Palestinians. The old will die and the young will forget. Our young lions came, David Ben-Gurion, you are already roasting in hell, you harami. Just like the Pharaoh is roasting, so you also are roasting and toasting. The young never forget. The young came to liberate Palestine in the form of Hamas, Jihad Islami, and our true Muslims. So the world will not forget the worst genocide and Holocaust. More than 100,000 people have been evacuated from the floods there in China, and I went to that areas, Guangzhou, Shenzhen, and all these areas here, Hong Kong. So for there's a route we took, we must remember that. So there more than 100,000 people. Taiwan hit by aftershocks after the earthquake. They had the earthquake in the beginning of April. Now aftershocks, buildings and all that are falling also and shaking and so. Now Donald Trump, he's busy with his Stormy in the storm trial. Stormy, you understand, Daniels. So creating a big storm. So what they say for the 2016 election, so his pals and his friends, you know, money buys everything almost. So he paid all of them $1,000 and so forth. catch and kill. The Jutla say, fire and forget. So Dave, George, this guy, what's his name? All haramis, George W. Bush and Trump and all of them. So Trump's men and aides and assistants said, catch and kill. Catch the evidence and kill the evidence. How can we disgrace our presidential candidate, Donald Trump? And he becomes the president of, remember, of America. And humiliate crooked Hillary Clinton, but all of them corrupted and all haramis. Modi, another terrorist, butcher of Gujarat, makes anti-Muslim comments in his lectures and speech, and he says the Muslims is haram for you. All Muslims of South Africa, is haram for you to vote for the DA, the Devil's Alliance. All Muslims of India, if you got any brains, then all of you, 220 million, 250 million, whatever you are, you should all unite in this. Not one Muslim must vote for BJP and Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. He says the Muslims are infiltrators. He says if the Congress, Gandhi's party, Rahul Gandhi's party, wins, the money will go to the infiltrators, the money will go to the people with big families. You're making derogatory remarks of the Muslims, but the Muslims, you must remember, ruled India for 700 years. Modi, do you think you'll wipe that out? Islam will wipe you out. Allah will wipe you out. Very soon you will be in chains. Don't worry. Allah ki lati be awaz. Every one of you should read the books of Ilan Pape. Excellent person in this sense. He, Gideon Levy, Amira Hess, all Jews and Jewess. But when they write, they have a sense of justice. And they are jutla, so they're untouchable. They can't tell them anything. Go read their books. U.S. universities, New York University, Yale University, Columbia University, turning in favor of Palestine. Imagine a Jewish professor born in Israel leading the march for the Palestinians. Listen carefully, Jutlas, Haramis. When I speak, you must listen. So remember, an Israeli-born Jewish professor leading the march for the Palestinians in the Columbian University. So what do? Because they're funded by the Jutlas. So, you know, everyone has their special ID and they have a special pen. So they deactivated it. He can't use it. And they suspended him for 6 months. That is what you did, you haramis. And you come tell me about democracy, about your human rights, freedom of expression. Where is the freedom of expression for this Jewish professor born in Israel? Where is the freedom for my brothers, sisters in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, you haramis? Where is the justice system for my sister, Dr. Afia? So don't think America is all glamour and glory. It's a big shaitan. See, the two shaitan, Al-Khabithatu Lil-Khabithin, got together. Now President Raisi comes, you must remember, to Pakistan. Pakistan choro ki hukumat, government of thugs and crooks. So Shahbaz Sharif, and this side the Kufar Shia. So both side Khabis, both side Shaitan meeting. 3-day meeting, Maulana Salim, you know all these places, and you know we visited all these places. So remember that he will visit Islamabad, he will visit Lahore, he will visit Karachi. That is the president of Iran, and the Shia president, not Islamic president, for bilateral talks. $10 billion per year they want to boost up there. You Muslims of South Africa, yesterday one youngster told me, I think he's young, he told me that my child is being bullied in school, he's 5 years old. I said, where's your brains, father? Why don't you keep your child, your son, your daughter at home and do homeschooling? His answer, my wife will never went to high school and I can't manage. Well, this is the answer I gave him. You're from grade one or whatever you want to call the basic education. You know, South Africa is a circus, a comedy. So therefore, me, I never ever voted for ANC in my life and I'll never vote. See what they're doing now. Our children are born ma'soom, innocent. Whether they are pink, yellow, green, whatever color, brown, black, whatever. Every child, kullu mauludin yuladu al-fitra, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Every child is born on the natural disposition. Allah gives them Iman, Islam. But the environment, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهُوِدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ, that they make them a Jew, a Christian, a Zoroastrian fire worshipper, and so forth. Now, South Africa must be one of the only few countries in the world. We have jokers running the education, two ministers for education. I wonder how many things they will pass if I examine them. So you must remember that, not on Islam, on their sciences and discipline. So you must remember that. So let us go ahead and see. Now they want to implement from the grades, right, transgender-based education. Your ma'asum child who's 6 years old, 7 years old, ma'asum means innocent, they want to teach him, you see, you can have two fathers, you can have two mothers. From that tender age where they're not baligh, they don't understand these issues, they want to pollute their minds, and you Muslim parents want to send your children to these brothels, that's all I can say. That they are brothels. It's haram for you to send to such schools and such universities and colleges. You destroy their iman. You destroy their sharam and haya, morality and modesty. Can't you do homeschooling? So go to our lawyers, go to our barristers, go to our attorneys. Everybody should be fighting this. And you Jews, Christians who are bothered about your children, you should be fighting it as well. So we should be up to date with that. Remember this, we can never allow that. But the problem with the African leaders is that they just put 500 billion in their pocket, 200 billion, and then Inkosisikileli Africa. That's all. Crooked and corrupted, and cadre deployment has destroyed this country. Just like Sudais. If you know what's happening currently in Saudi Arabia, so they're having a big fiqhul ijtima. So they're having a meeting of fiqh, of jurisprudence regarding masailul jadida al masailul haditha. So who's invited there? Various jurors and scholars and ulama and muftis, all sponsored by the Saudis. So now Sudais has to give a lecture. If you want this whole thing, go open the Arab news. Late last night I read this whole thing in the Arab news. So they say, I must praise the leadership of King Salman. I must praise the Murtad bin Shaitan MBS. I must praise the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. He's a blind SA South Africa, SA Saudi Arabia. So he's blind, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Ali Sheikh. And I must praise, you must remember, the Secretary General of the Muslim World League, Rabita. He's another Murtad Isa. So pakkam, whole lot Murtads, you must remember that. So I'm not saying the Grand Mufti, I'm saying of this guy and MBS, pakkam Murtads. Now Sudais, what's wrong with you? You became a scholar for dollar? You also a traitor? So we loved your reading, we love your khutbahs. Today you showed your true colors. You also became a ghaddar and a traitor? So remember, you sold your soul to the devil, Sudais. So neutral Switzerland blocking 14 billion dollars of Russian assets. Switzerland, we went there, Zurich, is the land of the bankers. So they're supposed to be neutral. But you see, when they had the vote for Palestinian statehood, UK, Sunak and them, they abstained, and Switzerland abstained. American pressure. America says, leave all this neutral business, and you must just hold the assets of Russia. 14 billion US dollars. U.S. lecturing to African countries is backfiring. Now some African, not all, some African countries are waking up. We say, you, white man, you don't come and lecture to us. You get out from here. Chad, we salute you. Burkina Faso, we salute you. Niger, we salute you. When will South Africa wake up? Kick out the Israeli embassy. Tell him to get out and close that embassy for good. Why can't you do that? You stand with Palestine, but you're still dealing so much with Israel. Only defeat for Israel on every front. This is in the Haaretz newspaper. Go read it, you, the Jutlas, Jutlis, and Muslims and people of justice. Only defeat for Israel on every front, Haaretz newspaper. Justice Department to pay, remember in America, $138 million to the victims of who? Oh, Nasser, Larry Nasser. He was a doctor there in the gymnastics and he was sexually molesting the patients and so forth. So now he is finished, gone, and now you must $138 million they have to pay. Helicopters crash there in Malaysia, said incident. South African news, so South African water woes, a huge crisis for Cyril Ramaphosa and the ANC. They can't even give water to me and you in South Africa. And then they tell us they'll bring a better life. And remember, a non-Muslim who embraced Islam, he posed this question to me. He said that some organizations are arranging a fun run for this weekend here. And men, women, everybody must participate and bring their picnic baskets. Is that permissible? He says, I listen to your Q&A. I'm changing my life for the better. But these people are advertising it. Is it permissible? Absolutely haram. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We have to follow the truth, whether people like or don't like. So that is our deen of Islam. 8:30 to 9 today. Very interesting, riveting interview. Our brother Haji Abdul Hamid Ismail, every day we sit together when I'm here between Asr and Maghrib and read Quran. Allah Ta'ala is testing him. He has a daughter who was born blind. She's in a well in the 40s now, and she's a hafiz of Noble Quran. The challenges they faced, they are facing and will face, Allah alone knows how long. So inshallah, Mawlana Zahid will interview Brother Abdul Hamid Ismail between 8:30 and 9, 11 to 12 bless of marriage, 1 to 2 tafsir, and tonight inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, we will be in Masjidul Salam in Phoenix, Sanford, where Mawlana Huzaifa Noor is the Imam. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy. Barakallahu fiqh. Mawlana Salim, up to you now for questions, inshallah.
Jazakallah. Kitab Muaz Jazbai from Westwell. I am your biggest follower and fan. I love how you speak and can't wait to meet you on Friday. I'm from Westwell. Make dua. Allah makes me a mufti like you. Inshallah, requesting your special pious du'as, Muaz Jazbai.
MashaAllah, Muaz. You know the meaning of your name, my brother Muaz? Muaz means to be protected. You see, so Allah protect you. I don't know, you seem to be a youngster. Allah protect you, your wife and your children. If you are married, and if you're not married, inshallah, Allah bless you with a good spouse. Bless your whole Jazbai family. And inshallah, we will be there. And the Mawlana Muhammadi said that they're going to give azan 12 o'clock. Why? Because they want, they must speak more, you know. Understood. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to speak the truth at all times, all places. Inshallah, we will meet, my brother. We got no, understand, takalluf and protection and bodyguards. We simple, Simon, naive people. You won't become mufti like me. You become great, great mufti, inshallah. Read 2 rakat salat daily. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. Fi shu'uni kulliha fil alami kullihi ya rabbal alameen. In all fields, O Rabbul Alameen.
Mufti Saab, can I conduct a sale without setting the price? Can I leave the price up to the buyer to pay in the future if he wants to pay any price at all?
Totally haram. That is mufdi ilan niza'a. That will definitely lead, you must remember, to arguments and disputes. So the deal transaction is null and void. Bay'un fasidun. Islam says everything must be ma'alum and not majhul. Ma'alum means that the price must be known. The mabi, what you are selling, must be known. If it is on credit and terms, then the time period must be known. There must be no ambiguity. So such a deal, even if both parties agree, is still null and void. ABC XYZ conduct a deal, and the one person is charging the other person 5%, 10%, 1% interest. Both are happy, but still is haram. So similarly, yeah, as well, even if both parties are happy, but the thaman, the price, is not appointed, not specified, such a deal is not permissible in Islam. So everything must be above board, no unda, danda, and under, upside down business. You know your term in Indian terminology, unda, danda.
Mufti Saab, I have a secret admirer. I don't know who this person is, and he's sending me gifts, causing a problem in our marriage. What do I tell my husband? I don't even leave my home.
So you must block him and all that gifts. You mustn't accept it. It's not that the gift just flies down, you know, from the sky, that he's sending it via courier or somebody. You know the number, you know the person. You must just return it. One day one person sent me a gift here. I put it back in the parcel and just sent it back. So you must remember that, because they want to bribe me up. They want to soften me up against themselves. You see, say, bye, we don't need this. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, when Bilqis sent gifts, he sent everything. He said, get rid of this here. I'm not interested in your gifts. And you better come here wa atuni muslimin. Otherwise, we'll wage war against you. So she came, and then she embraced Islam. So you must just block him and send back all the parcels. There's no secret admirer. He is Shaitan. Chapter 2 verse 102, yufarriquna bihi bayn al-mar'i wa zawji. He wants to cause separation between you and your husband, and then when your iddat finishes, he will be the first guy to propose to you. He's softening you up. Don't get fooled, my sister. Everything he has sent, send everything back. Return to sender, if you know what is return to sender. So anyway, chapter 2 verse 102.
Molana, I would like to know, if someone is an alima, does she have a right to look down and judge other Muslims and insult them?
Remember that no one has the right to do that. No alim, no mufti, no one else. Remember that. That la tahkiranna min al ma'rufi shay'a. That you cannot look down on any good deed people are doing, and you also must not look down. بِحَسَبٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْتَقِرَ مُسْلِمًا. That is sufficient for a person to be evil, that when he's looking down upon the Muslim people. When you study the life of Awliyaullah and the Sufis, the true Sufis, not all this, you understand, fake and people today we see. So the true Sufis and Awliyaullah, that's to say, Ya Allah, that we can't even look down upon an animal and so forth, because we don't know what will happen in future. When I went to Iraq, I visited Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu's Mazar. I visited Sheikh Sayyid Taifa, the leader of the group, Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi, Rahimahullah. And when I visited his grave, the thought came to my mind, O Sheikh Junaid, what the incident you gave us. Somebody asked Junaid Baghdadi, Rahimahullah, Junaid, are you better, or that puppy running around the outside, who's better? He said, it depends. Subhanallah, what you mean it depends? He said, if I die with Iman and Islam, Allah is pleased with me, then I'm better than that dog and puppy. If I die without Iman and Islam, then even that puppy and dog is better than me. That is Muslim. So first of all, this alima business, me, I'm dead against all this. Half the kitabs they don't do, and they fool themselves. It's an illusion and a delusion. Remember that. Man qala ana alimun fa wa jahilun. Who says, I'm a alim, is jahil. That is what we say. So you, my sister, I don't know who you are, but when you are thinking, I'm a alima, menadu Bukhari Sharif Palli, come by me, I'll ask you 3 questions of Bukhari, and we see. Do you know even 10 sanad from Bukhari Sharif? One question. I'm asking you. Straight away your wuzu will break. So you must remember these type of things here. So we mustn't fool ourselves and start thinking this knowledge is a great, great quality. Rabbi Zidni Ilma. But this knowledge can bring so much pride and arrogance. He, Iblis, his name was Azazil. He was the teacher of the Malaika. The Malaika could not understand that, you know, how much knowledge he got. But the same knowledge became the means of him deprived from Jannah and Paradise forever. Ana khayru min. So always make dua. We must belong to Hizbullah. Not the Hizbullah Shia in Lebanon. The Hizbullah spoke about in the Quran. Fahum ulaika al-muflihun, ghalibun, the successful ones. Not Hizbul Shaitan. This is Hizbul Shaitan. When we think Allah has given us the knowledge, now we are superior and we can just say anything to anybody. No. Islam does not work like that. Be very careful, all of us. Allah protect us all.
Mufti Saab, can an alim go for Umrah without paying his debts, even if the trip is sponsored?
Not permissible. You must remember that if you go for Umrah, you pass away there, Makkah, Medina, we will see what the Mubarak death and so forth. Because we don't have all the information. But Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ. So remember that for the Shaheed, he made the supreme sacrifice in Gaza, in Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, wherever are the hotspots. Then all his sins are forgiven, but debts are not forgiven. Go open Mishkat, go open Muslim Sharif, go open Saint Mustan Ahmed. So debts are not forgiven. So therefore, Umrah, Mustahab Sunnah. Although it's a free trip, sponsored trip, but your debts, life is about al-aham fal-aham. That life is about priorities. So this is a priority, the Umrah is not. Today, Umrah and Hajj and that has become a tourism, has become a shopping spree. In most cases, let us be honest, you must remember that. 30 million plus, I ask you a question. That was one thing I mentioned last week in my lecture here in the Masjid Ibrahim. I said more than 30 million people went for Umrah this Ramadan, 1445, 2024. If you ask 29 million of them, how many Fajr Salat you have missed from Eid day till now, they will tell you they missed one, two already. So what good is that Umrah? Umrah Hajj has to bring a change in our life. Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, the sage of the age, was asked, Ya Imam, that when I was in Iraq, I bought that book, small little, we say, kutay booklet, maybe, I don't know, $1 or something. So $1, $2. So in there they asked him, he's mentioned beautiful waqiyat and incidents. Oh Imam Hasan al-Basri, how do I know my hajj, my umrah is accepted? He said, al-raghba ilal akhirah wal-raghba anid dunya. We fall in love with the year after more and more, and our love for the world and the glitter and glamour of this world decreases. It becomes nothing, and we only focusing now that we have to be preparing for the year after. So that is the sign. Today is the opposite. 30 million go, 29 million don't reach Salat even when they come back. So what Umrah Hajj is that, I'm asking you?
Okay, Sahab, can we make intention for Shawwal fast and white fast together? Please advise.
If you are up to date with your Ramadan fast, you must remember, and you don't have any qaza, and then you keep the 6 fast, so then it is excellent. Now, today is the 14th in South Africa. So the white days, ayyam, will be 13, 14, 15. You have to make multiple intention. You say shawwal fast. You say for ayyam, will be the white days. You say that it is, Ya Allah, to bring your help and mercy. Ya Allah, it is isali sawab for my parents and for the people who are my martyrs and the ummah who passed away, the ummah who are alive, the ummah to come, all that permissible. You can make multiple intentions in sunnah and nafil actions, totally permissible.
Mufti Sahab, I'm 60 years old. My parents never made my akika. Do I have to make my own?
Yes, make your own, my brother. And that is permissible according to the Hanafi jurors. Aqiqah you make as long as you're alive. There is no aqiqah for people who have passed away. For you non-Muslims and people who don't know, when a baby is born today, Wednesday, so then we have aqiqah. For a baby boy, 2 goats or 2 sheep. For a baby girl, 1 goat or 1 sheep, and that will be on the 7th day. Today the baby is born Wednesday, so next week Tuesday is the 7th day. So that is aqiqah. So you do it on your own, my brother. So you are a male, so you must slaughter 2 goats or 2 sheep. You female, so 1 goat or 1 sheep. According to the Shafis and them, they say, La aqiqah qad aghda ba'd al-bulugh. There is no aqiqah once you have reached the age of puberty, maturity. So Shafis will say, no, there's no aqiqah. But Hanafis, they say there is. So carry on doing it, my brother. Allah Jalla wa'ala will reward you. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, I had a very busy day yesterday. I can't remember if I made Zohar or not. what do I do in this case?
You must repeat it. You must remember that if you read it, so you repeat it. Targhim li shaitan. The more sujood you make, the more sajdas you make. So you must remember it is humiliating Satan, Lucifer. If you didn't make it, then ignorance and forgetfulness is not an excuse. So you must make it immediately, and you must also ask Allah for forgiveness. How are you going to ask Allah for forgiveness? Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286, the last verse. And that is why Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me and you. Teach, allimu nisa'akum wa abna'akum, teach your children, teach your women, teach your family members that these verses have nurun wa barakatun wa du'a'un. Authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim from Aman al-Rasul, chapter 2, verses 285 to 86. This dua, supplication, this barakah and blessing, and there is the barakah nur, and there's radiance, effulgence in it. So, atwalu suratin fil Qur'an, the longest chapter and surah in the noble Quran, that is Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, 286 verses. So you read the last verse. I read for you. So you read your Zuhr Salat, Qaza'an, and you make intention that, Ya Allah, this is Qaza, and forgive me. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhta'na. Oh Allah, do not punish us, do not take us to task for that which we did forgetfully, aw akhta'na, or which we did inadvertently, unintentionally. Wallahu al-muwaffiq ila sawa'i sabil. Allah jalla wa la grant one and all tawfiq. Meet you tonight, day after Isha 7:15, day in Masjidus Salam, and it will be live inshallah on Ansar Radio, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.